As Kansas farmers pore over field trial data to select which varieties to plant this fall, new guidance is available for those considering adding or expanding fall grazing on wheat acres. K-State Research and Extension recently released the results of trials for 16 wheat varieties for performance in dual-purpose systems, where wheat is grown for both forage and grain production. Fall forage is an important trial in dual-purpose systems because it sets the potential beef production from wheat grazing in the fall, winter, and early spring, the publication stated. Approximately 100 pounds of beef per acre can be produced for every 1,000 acres of wheat forage produced per acre. Logically, the traits needed for a wheat variety to succeed in a dual-purpose system differ from programs focused solely on grain production. These performance trials evaluated commonly understood factors of fall grazing, like the date of the first hollow stem, as well as fall forage yield, plant height, grain yield, and test weight. To do so, K-State researchers planted three trials in the South Central Experiment Field near Hutchinson. One trial followed grain-only management practices, while the other two trials simulated dual-purpose management. These trials included an earlier planting date with a higher seeding rate and increased nitrogen applications. The first dual-purpose trial assessed forage yield and date of first hollow stem. Fall forage production depends on variety selection, environmental factors, temperature and precipitation, and management decisions, planting date, seeding rate, and nitrogen application rate. To measure forage yield, researchers hand-clipped and dried samples before weighing and measuring the remaining dry matter. The team found significant statistical differences in fall forage production between tested varieties, ranging from 871 to 1,969 pounds of dry matter per acre. 11 of the 16 varieties were considered high yielding, 1,370 to 1,969 pounds of dry matter per acre, including KS Ahern and KS Providence. To balance the use of forage potential with future grain yield potential, producers with a dual-purpose system use the date of the first hollow stem as an indicator of when to stop grazing. Grazing past that first hollow stem date can decrease yields by as much as 1 to 5% per day. While the appearance of the first hollow stem is driven by decreasing temperatures and day length, individual varieties can differ by up to 15 to 20 days. Overall, K-State evaluation provides valuable insights for producers looking to balance needs for additional forage with the goal of a successful summer harvest. The publication is part of the WheatRx series, a partnership between Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension, to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. Kansas wheat farmers help fund this research with their checkoff dollars, and WheatRx delivers answers needed to address key management areas of hard red winter wheat, said Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations. Results from the dual-purpose trials help address the needs of Kansas wheat producers by providing the latest research recommendations for maintaining not just yield and quality, but profitability. Find the full publication and other resources at kswheat.com/wheatrx. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.